Good morning, everyone. Begin today by encouraging you to take some time to think about a memory from your past, from your younger days or from your childhood, but an important memory, the time that you first met your future spouse-to-be, maybe when you received some life-changing news. For some, maybe it is the time that your first child was born. Chances are, if you sit and think about this memory, as important of a memory as it might be, you're not going to be able to remember all of the specific details. These memories, particularly if they're far back in our past, tend to be very jumbled and fuzzy. Not like a movie or a television show. We don't remember things sort of chronologically, every moment represented is exactly as they happen. Instead, as humans, we tend to remember certain specific details, things that jump out, sometimes very important details, and sometimes seemingly insignificant details that we tend to focus on and remember more than others. For me, my memory would be the one from 15 years ago, when in February of the year 2000, I had the blessing to be able to deacon a private mass with St. John Paul II. And I really don't remember a lot of those details. I remember getting chosen by a secretary to be the deacon. I remember how nervous I was to proclaim the gospel in Italian right in front of the Pope. But what I remember most significantly was kneeling next to John Paul II at the consecration. I was right there to his right. And I don't remember the words or particularly the holiness, but I remember what his hands looked like. The closest I'd ever been to the Pope. And as old as he was, his hands had a certain youth to them, a certain delicacy. His hands were almost sort of translucent and his fingernails perfectly taken care of. Seems odd, seems strange, but that's what I remember, that little detail about Pope John Paul II's hand. I mention this because we encounter something like this, the strangeness of memory of these small, little, seemingly insignificant details that tend to become the focal point of our memories, especially the important ones. We see it in the gospel. Today's gospel is from John the Evangelist. And scholars say the gospel would have been written sometime in the 90s AD, probably between the year 90 and 95. And John would have been writing it when he would have been in his 80s. So it's 60 years removed from the events we hear in the gospel. He's now an old man remembering and recollecting 60 years ago about that decisive moment where he met Jesus Christ. So if you look at it, the passage today, talking about how John the Baptist was the one who pointed him to Jesus, they encountered Jesus, and it says that he said, "Come and you will see where I stay." And it says they stayed with him that day, spending the afternoon and evening with him. Surprisingly, John doesn't relay what exactly they talked about, or what they ate, or where they stayed, or what Jesus said. The only really specific detail he gives is this. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Of all the things that he could have said, the thing that he chose to share, the thing that seemed to be the one that he remembered the most, was the fact that it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He remembered this was the time that his life changed forever. A small detail, but one that takes on an eternal importance. My reflections today are somewhat taken or inspired by a man named Luigi Giussani. Giussani was an Italian priest who lived last century. Was the founder of an organization very popular in Europe, not so much popular over here, called Communion and Liberation. And he has a very beautiful reflection upon the memory of John and upon the significance of this event. And he says that the event that he recounts The event we hear today is the memory of a man who retained throughout his life in his eyes and heart the moment when his existence was infested with and overturned by a presence. The presence of Jesus, the presence of the Messiah. And so here is John 60 years later. The memory is still so fresh. That detail of the time that he met Jesus that he chooses to share with us is something that still is important to him. And so the way we sort of translate this and make it applicable to our lives is not, as I said, going back to any general important memory, but more specifically, do we, as Christians and as Catholics, remember that first life-changing encounter with Jesus? An encounter with the Lord that we may not remember everything, but we remember enough these details to know that our life was changed forever. Now we know our theology and that our first encounter with Jesus, of course, would have been at baptism, but most of us are too young to remember that. But many of us have had that experience. Some, it may not have been so amazing or life-shattering. It may have been a simple encounter, sort of like John's encounter was. Some of us may have had more magnificent or even miraculous encounters, like Paul the Apostle, the apparition and the encounter of Jesus on the way to Damascus. Regardless of what it is, it's so easy as we get older and the years pass on for that memory of that life-changing encounter to fade away, the details to become a little fuzzy. And so it fails to have the same impact in our lives that obviously John's memory had on his. And so it's important for us to think back, to try to recover that memory so that it can still have a crucial importance in our life today. But also the reality is, for many of us, maybe we never had that life-changing experience. Maybe we never met Jesus in a way that has transformed our existence. And we today can pray and hope that the Lord might reach out to us so that we might have that encounter. So the real importance is the encounter, the memory of that encounter that marks us for the rest of our lives. And it's important for us today because there are so many people who reject Christianity and reject Catholicism because they say it's just a bunch of rules and regulations. All of the rituals don't speak to modern man. We need something more vibrant, something that gives life. But the fact is this, as important as the rules and regulations may be, as important as the liturgy and ritual is, that's not what our faith is founded upon. The Christian faith, the Catholic faith, is above and beyond all things founded on that encounter. The personal encounter each one of us is called to have with the risen Lord Jesus. Something that is life-changing, something that is transformative, and that leads to evangelization. It leads to us living out our faith. But if we're not, don't have that encounter, or if we did and we can't remember it, it doesn't impact us today, then our faith becomes dead letter. It does not become something life-giving, and we are not propelled to go out and spread the good news with others. And to think of it, John had that encounter. He remembers the details. 4 o'clock in the afternoon is when his life changed. And it still had an effect 60 years later, because that encounter continued to be life-giving through the Spirit. He always goes back to that first moment, remembering that the trajectory of his life took on a different path at that encounter. And so that's what I want to close with, a quote from Pope Benedict XVI. And Pope Benedict talked a lot about the necessity of this personal encounter with Jesus as the foundation of our faith. He says, "Faith is above all a personal
intimate encounter with Jesus and to experience His closeness, His friendship, His love. Only in this way does one learn to know Him evermore and to love and follow Him evermore. May this happen to each one of us. Amen.